On 90.3 KAZU, I'm Mary Jane Peters. Point Lobos, just south of Carmel, is often called the crown jewel of California State Park System. It's known for its scenic hikes and striking views, but it also has a lesser-known underwater reserve that's now more accessible thanks to local divers and scientists. KAZU's Krista Almanzon explains.
Gary Banta stands near the boat ramp at Whaler's Cove in the Point Lobos State Reserve. The cove's water is dark, covered with sea kelp. Waves crash on the rocky shore. On days when Banta comes here to go scuba diving, he can almost guarantee he'll get this question from a passerby.
Why would you want to go out there? It's, you know, it doesn't look all that attractive.
Banta is with the Bay Area Underwater Explorers, a nonprofit dedicated to the exploration and conservation of underwater regions. He says underneath the water's dark surface is a deep canyon with steep pinnacles that's rich with sea life.
Right now, I know exactly where to go to find giant Pacific octopus.
For years, if he wanted to tell a fellow diver how to find something like that giant octopus, he'd use his foot to draw a map in the sand.
You're standing right here right now. Here's the cliff up above here, and where you want to go is right here.
He wanted to solve this problem by building a 3D model of this underwater world that divers and park visitors could refer to, but he didn't have the data. Existing maps were fuzzy or incomplete, and an attempt to map it with the help of his fellow divers proved impractical. The solution, it turned out, was just up the road at CSU Monterey Bay, KZU's parent institution. That's where Dr. Rick Kvitek runs the seafloor mapping lab, and where he recently built a one-of-a-kind boat to map areas near shore.
It's a hybrid vessel that's both a jet ski and an airboat.
The kelp fly, as it's called, is designed to overcome all the nearshore obstacles that can be a problem for most boats. It can glide over kelp, bounce off rocks, and roll with the nearshore waves. And with the kelp fly's side-scan sonar and other equipment, it can also map the sea floor. So Kvitek mapped Whaler's Cove, giving Banta the data he needed. The result is a 3D model now permanently on display at Point Lobos.
He did a spectacular job, so it realized both of our dreams.
That is, Kvitek has always dreamed one of his seafloor maps would be made into a 3D model, because he thinks it can go a long way toward explaining the complexity of the ocean to the average person.
They stand out at the beach, they look out on the water, and it just all looks the same. But below the surface, it's just as varied as our terrestrial habitat. And so now I can show them sort of printed maps of our habitat, which helps a lot. But when you actually can see a 3D map that you can run your hand over and feel it, it really conveys how habitat, particularly seafloor habitats, can be quite variable.
Just steps away from the boat ramp at Whaler's Cove, Gary Banta looks at the pinnacles, channels, and reefs on his 3D model. He says he hopes divers will see this as the ultimate tool for expanding their exploration of this underwater world.
And so people can talk about their visit to Beto's Reef or their visit to Taco or their visit to Granite Point Wall, and everyone is speaking the same language. That's a important part of the diving experience, is to have a common language and that people can actually find their way to these sites.
And now passersby will know what divers see in the dark water at Whaler's Cove. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.